Welcome back. You with the news at one. Now, all of the political parties pledged a big push to run more women candidates in the local elections. At the next general election, of course, a new law on quotas, on gender quotas, will take effect. But so far, what's changing? I've been hearing from Fiona Buckley from UCC Politics Department, who's been studying the statistics.
Well, overall, the percentage of women candidates has increased from just over 17% up to now just under 23%. If we look at the parties individually, we can see that all parties except Fianna Fáil have seen increases in the percentage of women candidates. Fine Gael are up just under 5% in terms of the number of women candidates that they have selected. Labour are up just under 7%. Sinn Féin are coming in at 31.6%, which is an increase of just under 9%. And you can see as well, in terms of the others category, a lot of increases there in terms of the percentage of women candidates and high percentage of women candidates being selected by the Anti-Austerity Alliance on 33.3% and People Before Profit on 40%. So overall, the figures are on the increase. I suppose a lot more
going
can
in
be
the
done.
Right direction, apart going from Fianna Fáil. And that Fianna Fáil result, Fiona, is quite interesting given what's been reported about dissent from some women within the party, at least apparently to the ire of leader Micheál Martin, that not enough was being done within the party to take the promotion of women in politics seriously.
Senator Avril Power wrote a piece in the Irish Times about 2 weeks ago, I suppose, criticising the party's efforts in relation to the implementation of its own Gender Equality Action Plan. And I suppose what's maybe somewhat aiding women speaking up and speaking out in Fianna Fáil is the general discourse around women in politics and around the need for more women in politics. And interestingly, for Fianna Fáil, in that Gender Equality Action Plan that they launched last summer, they stated that they were hoping to run something like 33% women candidates in these local elections. Unfortunately, they're nowhere near that. They're currently just under 17%, which is one of the lowest of all parties in terms of the percentage of women candidates that have been selected.
Mm-hmm. And nonetheless, there's room for improvement for pretty much all the parties, and all of this in the run-up to the general election, when there will be legal quotas and financial penalties. Explain how that new law is going to work, Fiona.
Yes, so for the next general election, all parties must select at least 30% women candidates. If they don't select 30% women candidates, they are facing a financial penalty whereby they will face losing 50% of the state funding that they receive. So if you look at figures, say, from last year, under the Electoral Acts, for example, Fine Gael received 2.28 million from the state. If they were to fail to run 30% women candidates at the next general election, they could be facing losing something like 1.14 million euro. And considering the Electoral Amendment Political Funding Act 2012 also introduced, I suppose, tighter restrictions around corporate donations, you'll find that, I suppose, the sources of income for parties is growing even tighter.
Well, so it will certainly probably tend to concentrate the minds in favour of the promotion of women in politics.
Absolutely.
But where this has happened elsewhere, not, you know, in Europe and in Britain, how has it fared, the introduction of quotas? What difference has it made?
Do we know? You look at other countries, Ireland will be the seventh country to introduce a legislative gender quota within the EU. And if we look at other countries that have introduced legislative quotas, the experience has been a positive one. If I just give the example of Belgium, prior to the introduction of their 50% gender quota in 1995, they had 12% women in the Belgian Parliament. If we look at the most recent election there in 2010, 38% of the candidates that were elected in that election were women. So you can see a positive effect there. And that is the trend generally across Europe, where quotas have been introduced either on a legislative basis or on a voluntary basis.
And that was Fiona Buckley from UCC Politics Department. So you can expect to hear lots more about women in politics through the local elections and on into the next general election with that new law.